Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 47 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 16th is summarize the things about your life you say, quote, if only I had blank, then I would be able to blank, end quote. How can you prioritize your commitments so you can maximize your execution with the resources you currently have? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. If only I had more time. If only I had more money. If only I had more coaching championships. If only I had students and athletes who had more discipline and weren't so entitled. Then I would be able to be a better teacher. Then I would be able to have the recognition I need. Then I would be able to call myself successful. Then I would be able to be a better wife or husband or mother or father at home. This is an easy trap to fall into. We think we can't do certain things that other people do because we don't have the amount of resources we need. Well, really, this is a form of entitlement, thinking we need to have certain resources and blaming our lack of resources on not making the effort to do our best with what we have. But the fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment reminds us that our journey is not about achieving external results and trying to build a legacy by marking things off a checklist. It's about our journey to reach our full potential as a human being and becoming the person we're capable of becoming. And when we have this mindset, two things happen. Number one is that we understand we already have the tools and resources we need for peace and fulfillment inside us, because true success only occurs from the inside out. Now, you might try to tell me that all the time you see people get a pay raise or win an award or a championship, and all of a sudden they're in a better mood and they seem to have more confidence. External results can produce short-term happiness, but that happiness will either fade away or we lose it when our conditions or circumstances change and those external results are removed. Peace and fulfillment lasts much longer and cannot be taken away by anything outside ourselves. The second thing that happens when we adopt the mindset that peace and fulfillment come from becoming the best person we can is that we're able to prioritize the many commitments and quote-unquote obligations we have. So how do we do that? We look at situations that ask us to make a commitment and we put them through the filter of, is this going to help me get closer to the person I was created to be? If the answer is yes, then go for it. If the answer is no, then it's probably something we don't need to commit to. Now, the thing with this is that things that are going to help us become the person we were created to be are often not the fun things that just make us feel good. They're the things that line up with our integrity, which push us to seek excellence, which help us rise above our storms, which spur us to be a lighthouse. And understanding how to make commitments through this type of filter takes time, and it takes trial and error, but it's worth it. So how about you? What are the things that you don't think you can do because you don't have the time, money, or resources? How can you prioritize your commitments to maximize your execution with the resources you do have? And can you have the mindset that in the moment, you may not be able to achieve every single thing you want to achieve, but working for peace and fulfillment in those situations can help you be the person you were created to be. So as you step into your classroom or onto the court or field today, make the commitment to seek peace and fulfillment and be open to making different choices. Because when those moments of happiness come, we will be able to enjoy them so much more when we know that nothing that happens outside of us can take away our peace and fulfillment. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.